This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
How was the start?
It was great. Got off to a quick start. First drive, go down there and get points. It's something that we've talked about repetitively over the course of the last couple weeks. Felt good to go out there and get it done. First play, Dawson making a big play for us and really starting us off the right way.
Would you think that might have been start to finish? I mean, the penalties were not great, but start to finish, it might have been your best game of the year, I mean, overall.
It's up there, and I think you look at it from all three phases. I think everybody went out there, knew their job, and executed at a high level. Offense, defense, special teams. Got to clean up the penalties. Obviously had a turnover today and had another one that could have been a turnover. Ty Johnson stepping in and following the ball and making a play and keeping it alive in that two-minute drive. So still lots of clean up, and you know, we'll watch this one, get rid of it, and enjoy this plane ride.
Does it feel like Keon is playing more comfortable, more confident football right now?
Absolutely. And that's something, you know, our staff has got him rolling, knows what he's doing. And you know, when he knows what he's doing, he's rolling. He's a damn good football player. He's continuing to make plays for us. You know, and you love to see that from your young guy. And he's only going to get better.
Josh, is there a noticeable difference when you have a game where you don't start well and a game where you do start well? Is it simply just executing, or
yeah,
is there like anything else that you notice about
that? No, it's a lot of execution. It's quick little decisions here that mount up and kind of snowball into bigger things. And, you know, again, we could have let the turnovers kind of deter us from having a good game, but we continued to find ways to move the ball. I think we're really good on third down. I don't know the exact numbers, but I think we executed at a high rate on third down, which allows us to, again, move the chains and give us our opportunities to score points. And I think, I don't know our red zone touchdowns either, but we scored quite a bit. James Cook got going. Ray Davis got going. And, again, guys made some plays for us.
After the turnover, the defense got the stop at the goal line, and then you guys went 93 yards. Was that kind of the shifting point
huge
of the game, maybe?
Huge. Hate throwing turnovers, but made a tackle, and you know, coach talks about it all the time of, you know, something like that, not to put your head down, go to the sideline, go make a tackle and let your defense come back out on the field, because you never know what's going to happen. They went out there and had four consecutive plays of a stop and allowed us to, again, snowball that into something really good and score for the 2 minute.
And that was the mentality, right, to make up for it by taking control of the game.
Absolutely, absolutely, yeah.
Could you describe what happened on that play, why he was able to pick it off?
Yeah, he played inside. I think Amari slipped a little bit, and again, just could have put that maybe a little bit further behind and put it on his body. It was a little wet, you know, and the guy made a good play.
Josh, Shakir over 100 yards today. Do you just every week do you just see his game elevate?
Yeah, he's as steady as they come. You know, he's been dealing with an ankle for the last couple weeks. Every week he seems like he's getting a little bit better and more comfortable and confident and cutting. He just continues to make plays for us. And, you know, he's not the flashiest player. You're never going to see him be in the end zone and do something crazy. But he's just as consistent as they come. Love the guy. And he does whatever's asked from.
James Cook, 2 touchdowns, over 100 himself. Can you tell early in the game when he's got it going?
Oh, yeah. He's when he's running it hard like that and that second touchdown, when he lowered the boom, I wouldn't say he has the biggest frame, but when he can be an angry runner, and you saw that today.
A couple of 90-yard touchdown drives in the first half. What does that do for an offense, in particular on the road?
Yeah, I mean, I think it takes the crowd out of it. You stay out of third and longs like we did and be able to convert as well as we did. It quiets them down quite a bit, which, again, helps with communication and helps with really just the whole vibe and momentum of the game. Crowds can be such a big part of it. And I do want to shout out Bills Mafia because that was a crazy scene walking off the field right now to the thousands of fans that were still here. So appreciate them for coming out, and hopefully they enjoyed the game today.
From a game-to-game standpoint, despite the penalties and whatever sloppiness, situational stuff, even going back a couple weeks, how in control do you feel on a week-to-week basis? Because I don't want to...
Yeah, I mean, I think I feel good. And that's a credit to Joe and his system and the staff and RC and what we're doing in the quarterback room and, Mitch and Mike and Shane. You know, we have a lot of really thorough and good conversations in there that really help me throughout the week. And I appreciate every single one of those guys. And, it takes a village to go out there and execute like the way we did today. It takes everybody, and it was a good feeling.
What about from a team standpoint?
Last one for Josh.
In terms of, keeping, whether it be the long drives, coming back from a turnover, just the idea of we got this.
Yeah, I just think the confidence, again, that's instilled from the top down, especially in the offensive side of the ball with Joe and our offensive staff putting guys in positions where they know what they're doing. They do it fast. I wouldn't say we're too overcomplicated in what we're doing. I know we have some motions and shifts, but again, it takes guys learning it and understanding it, but going out there and executing at a high level. Everybody knows their spots. And when you got that, you got a dangerous team.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.